Welcome to the Audacious Black Girl Podcast, your spot for mental wellness, empowerment, and support for all of my goal-digging, ambitious, audacious Black girls. I'm Amanda, your host. I'm a licensed therapist, entrepreneur, and thought leader. Let's get into this episode. Hey everyone, this is the first episode of season four, so welcome. If you've been a longtime listener, I appreciate you coming back. And for all my new listeners, welcome, welcome. I'm so happy that you found this little corner of the podcast world with the Audacious Black Girl. But let's just get into it. This episode is all about getting into receive mode. So if you've been stuck, if you are feeling stagnant in your life and your goals and your vision, you're not feeling or experiencing growth, or you just need clarity because you're like stressed out over what your next steps are, this episode is for you. Now, this is whether or not, you know, you are someone that's, you know, perhaps you're an entrepreneur, perhaps you, you know, are a career professional, or, you know, you're just figuring it out. You're a creative person, or you're just, like I said, someone trying to just figure out the next steps in life. This episode is for you. And it really all is all about you taking time to get into receive mode and pause and rest so that you can get the messages and guidance that you need, so that you can move forward with clarity, with ease, with comfort. So not only do I talk about, you know, what it is to get into receive mode, but also give you some tips to get into receive mode. And I also have a freebie for you. So make sure you listen to the end. So I'll give you the details about that. And it's just going to be a way for you to access rest with ease. So I'll just back up really quick and talk about my own experience into getting into receive mode. And really it started last year when I was trying to find my purpose with my business that I just started, trying to get clarity on the name of my business and who I was going to work with exactly. And I was doing all the things, networking, researching, business partnerships, all these things I was experiencing, but I wasn't having clarity. It was like I was setting myself up for success, which, hey, we all need to do. But it came to a point where I was just feeling like so overwhelmed and stagnant because even though I was doing all the things, I wasn't really seeing the outcomes that I was hoping for. And I realized that I was doing a lot, but I wasn't in receive mode. I wasn't opening myself up to guidance from God, from the universe, from the answers I have within, because I wasn't resting. Resting was not a part of what I was doing. I was so motivated. I was so just excited that I forgot about the rest. I forgot about the restful periods, but we need to rest so that we can get into receive mode. And if you listened to the preseason episode, I touched briefly on this, but the reason why we need to rest is because if you think about this great example my friend gave me about bread, right? When you're making bread from scratch, you are mixing all the items and ingredients and you are manipulating the dough so that it can activate, right? But what do you do after you knead and mix everything? You have to let it rest. Because when it rests, it rises, right? So everything needs time to rest, because even though something is resting, even though you are resting, things are still working for you, right? Rest has purpose as well. But we also have to talk about in that conversation, you know, why us Black girls find it difficult to rest. And there are many, many reasons, right? But I want you to ask yourself, when was the last time you actually rested? And if the word rest doesn't resonate with you, when was the last time you experienced some sort of rejuvenation? The last time you took time to just reset? The last time you took time to legit prioritize ease and curate restful moments for yourself? Has it been a while? Have you ever done that? It really is all about pausing from all the doing so that you can just find ways to just be, right? Because you've done the work, you're doing the work, but you have to let it rest. You have to rest so that it can rise, because in that rest, there is still purpose. But I think our mindsets around rest, you know, as Black women, there's so many societal, cultural, environmental things that impact how we view rest. I remember I had a clinical client who was having a real difficult time with resting or just pausing, because she was doing a lot, very successful, making a lot of money, but she was burned out. She was feeling also stuck on her purpose and her journey. And I talked to her about rest, and there were some cultural aspects that came up. She happened to be a Caribbean Black woman. And, you know, in her culture, as she explained to me, rest was seen as lazy. Rest was seen as, you know, why? Like, what do you need to rest from? Go out there and do what you need to do, like, to be successful. So she had a hard time wrapping her head around it. So we just worked on some different words she can use. So for you, the word rest doesn't, you know, resonate. Find a word that resonates for you and peel back the reasons why resting is important and purposeful and necessary, because you can't be on all the time. Some other things that impact how we view rest or why it's so difficult is, how was it modeled to you? How was it modeled in your upbringing? What are those learned behaviors around rest that impact you now? I remember when I was younger, my father, he would say, oh, I'm resting my eyes. So he would go to bed and I think he was napping, but he called it resting his eyes. But that's where I got that idea of, oh, it's okay to rest and take, whether it's a nap or quiet time to myself or whatever it might be. But for some people, rest is just not seen as something that's productive and should be avoided at all cost. Another reason I think it's difficult for Black people to find or understand the purpose of rest is not our fault. It's societal influences. It's the history of enslavement and how we were seen as lazy if we were resting, if we were taking a moment to ourselves or trying to mind our well-being, you know, and that still goes on and on and on. And also, like, did we really even have the time to rest even after that, right? There was so much fighting we had to do for our rights during the civil rights era and continue to do. Like, it's always a constant fight for better and for improvement. And it can feel like rest is not an option. But that's actually when we need to kick up rest even more, because we are doing a lot, because we are fighting for so much justice and equity and inclusion in the world, that it, our rest is actually self-preservation. And Audre Lorde's quote resonates with that, right? Like, our rest, our self-care is self-preservation, and it is a radical act. So I do love seeing Black women now really highlighting and embracing the soft life, right? Or ease and just finding joy and, you know, really getting into that mode and recognizing that we deserve it. And it's beautiful, but, you know, it could still be super hard for people. And it's a journey. It's an absolute journey. But when you are someone that has goals and has a purpose and feeling like, I got things I need to achieve, yes, prioritize that rest so that you can get into receive mode. Because at the end of the day, I do believe we have the answers within, but we don't tap into it enough. And you have to get into receive mode to tap into it. There are different ways we can do that. You can get into receive mode by one, recognize, once again, the power of rest. Like I said, the word rest doesn't resonate with you. Find a word that does. Maybe it's reset. Maybe it's rejuvenate. Maybe it's recalibrate. Whatever it is, build up that mindset that being restful is productive too. Two, you get into receive mode through prayer or meditation. Those are two easiest ways. You can also journal or free write, like meditate and just have a notebook out and free write any thoughts that come to your mind. So you can just get into that habit. So that's what prayer and meditation do. They allow you to start just building up that practice of listening. If you're doing, you're not listening. If you're being busy, you're not listening. But you have to get into that listening mode. And that's what prayer and meditation can do for you. And with building up that practice, any time of the day, okay, don't restrict yourself to, I have to do this every morning or every night. If you are that kind of person and you like a routine, definitely go for that. But this is for the folks who, you know, days are unpredictable and, you know, they feel like, okay, I have to leave myself open to a practice whenever I can. Just allow yourself to practice whenever it is accessible for you. And it doesn't have to be hours long or minutes long. A few minutes. a few minutes of quiet time and allow yourself to build that up. And then you might go to 10 or 15 minutes or 20 minutes and build up that practice of just listening and getting into that receive mode so that you start noticing and listening intuitively to what comes to you, to what guidance you receive, what messages are there for you. Like, I do believe we have the answers within, but we don't tap into it. We don't allow it to come to the forefront because we're blocking it with all the busyness and doing and thinking that we know better. Pause. Get into receive mode. And I also like to tell people is to come to your prayer or meditation with a bit of intention, right? Something I like to say is, I'm ready to receive messages or guidance that I need. And you can do that in prayer meditation or just generally speaking. You can just close your eyes and say, I'm ready to receive. I'm open to receive. I invite messages and guidance that allow me to have clarity. Whatever it is, just open yourself up to that and set the intention. But the other key aspect of all this is you have to pay attention to the messages and guidance you receive when you are in prayer and meditation. Like I said, write it down if you need to be. Take some time to free write. Because what it feels like, it feels like aha moments. It feels like, oh, wow, like that's new. Or, oh, wow, that makes sense. You know what I mean? So that's what it feels like when you start getting those messages. You might start seeing like how a message or guidance that you receive, how it comes to you and just aligns with what you're doing already. And it just affirms, or it allows you to kind of just really see, okay, this is a pathway. This is a clarity that I needed to kind of take the next step that maybe I was scared to do or I was unsure of doing. But now you have the insight and the messages and guidance to do it. When you do get into receive mode and make it a practice, you start to notice patterns in your life. Certain words might continuously come up in your life, certain situations, and those are meant for you to notice and pay attention to and even affirm if something you're doing is on track or not. So pay attention to that as well. The other thing with receive mode is look for guidance in conversations with others. Look for guidance in books, in journals, your environment. The messages you receive will be everywhere. You'll start noticing that, oh, wow, like there's something here that resonated, that affirms something that I thought about or something that I was thinking about. Notice those things. You're going to find those messages in some unexpected places. I want to help you get into rest mode so that you can get into receive mode. So you can download my free 6-minute guided rest mode meditation that I created just for you in the show notes. And it allows you to get in receive mode and affirm your divine right to rest. So I hope you download that freebie that I created just for you. Like, I really do hope that you are able to learn to prioritize your rest so that you can get into receive mode and that you make getting into receive mode a practice that you do often, because you'll start to see that even when you're not necessarily intentionally sitting down to pray or meditate, that you'll just going to be naturally in receive mode because you're going to find that harmony and that flow with the doing and the receiving. And it's going to be a beautiful, beautiful harmony. So let me know how that meditation goes. Feel free to reach out to me on Instagram or at email at amanda@audaciousblackgirl.com and let me know how it goes for you. Until next time, peace. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. Make sure you stay in touch. Follow me on Instagram @audaciousblackgirl. If you have questions or comments, or maybe you want to collaborate, if you're an Audacious Black Girl, reach out to me at amanda@audaciousblackgirl.com and join my email list. I send weekly inspiration and empowerment for all of my Audacious Black Girls. Everything's in the show notes. Until next time, peace.